According to research published by the American Psychiatry Journal, adolescents who spend more than 3 hours a day on social media are more likely to develop mental health problems, such as depression, anxiety, feelings of self-consciousness, and low self-esteem. In light of the research, Fourways-based nonprofit Witkoppen Clinic has raised concerns about the impact of social media on the mental health of South African teens. Multimedia Live spoke to Dr. Tamsin Nash, Specialist Medical Officer at Witkoppen Clinic. She says that while social media itself isn't negative, seeing people constantly on holiday or buying expensive things can make young people feel like they are missing out while others are enjoying life. She says that these feelings can promote a compare and despair attitude, which leads teens to search for ways to make their lives more Insta-worthy.
And one of the sort of common ones that we do hear about is the cyberbullying. The other thing that we are seeing is this culture of comparison, where you start comparing your life to those of friends or celebrities. There's also, you know, increased social media use can lead to poor sleep habits, lack of physical activity, and social isolation. And yeah, we have had cases with, you know, where thoughts of suicide, self-harm. So it tends to be that, and plus the anxiety around it. So aside from the depressive symptoms, we are seeing sort of a bit of, you know, increased anxiety, and we're tending to see it more in the girls than the boys. And historically, adolescent girls have had a slightly increased risk or presentation of depressive and anxiety symptoms. But there is a reality that social media has been around. It is here, and it definitely is here to stay. And perhaps parents of a teen, there is a way you can help your teen, I guess, healthily navigate or have a healthy online presence. Asking your teen, why do you want to use social media and how much understanding they have around the potential risks. And then I feel what's really important as a parent, and whether you know it or perhaps to educate yourself on, is what specific apps our teens want to use. And this is important because, you know, you have apps with different features. Also apps that may have anonymous posting. Do find that when people feel they can post anonymously, there's no consequences. So a lot of the content can be more vindictive, and we do need to be having the conversations with our teens. But without a doubt, if you notice, you know, your teen withdrawing, the sort of first thing to do is obviously try, you know, have a conversation depending on your relationship with your teen. If not, you can sort of either advise your teen or go seek help. It can be help from a professional, doctor, psychologist. It can be speaking to teachers. It can be speaking to friends who are perhaps going through this. But definitely, you know, what's really important is to not ignore it, to not sort of pretend it'll go away. I guess the message is don't ignore it, and get advice and get help for your teen sooner rather than later.
For Multimedia Live, I have been Paige Muller.
You've been listening to Final Take, a Multimedia Live production from the Tiso Blackstock Group, publishers of the Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.